Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio held a news conference this morning where she announced that the city's attorney, David Smith, was stepping down to go back into the private sector and would be replaced by Chip Fletcher.
David and I have just had really a great partnership over the past many years, and I think he has served the city so very well. He's a person of tremendous integrity, has been able to handle the myriad of issues that a city attorney has to handle, and has done so well, and has served the taxpayers and citizens in a way that they'll just never know how well he has served them.
Smith will be replaced by Chip Fletcher, an environmental and administrative law attorney who served a short stint on the Tampa City Council last year.
I'm honored to be given this opportunity. I have great respect for everyone that I've had the pleasure of working with at the city, and I'm very much looking forward to doing the best job I can to fill the very big shoes that David Smith is leaving behind. By all accounts, he has been an excellent city attorney and has done an excellent job of continuing to build a very good city attorney's office, and I hope to continue to follow his lead and continue to be the best city attorney I can be for the city and to build the best city attorney's office that I can for the city.
In addition to his interim city council seat in 2007, Mayor Iorio said she also enjoyed working with Fletcher last year on the minimum water flow issue with the Hillsborough River.
I looked at the way he comported himself as a city council member, how he served the city when he represented us on the minimum flow issue, looked at his background and his commitment to public service, his integrity, and his willingness to be the city attorney and to step into David's big shoes and to continue to serve the citizens so well.
City Attorney Smith will be going to work at the law firm of Gray Robinson. WMNF asked him if he felt frustrated at times working local government versus in the private sector.
Well, at times, local government is a large organization. I think when I got here, we had 5,000 and 5,200 employees. There is a process for decision making that requires, I think rightly so, that a variety of people be consulted. You will have multiple departments. Anytime you do that and you have a consultative process and a deliberative process, it's going to take time. In the private sector, often, I work with one person. It was the CEO, the chairman. I said, here's what we got to do. Here's my advice to you. The decision was made. We were done. It's not quite so quick in the city. So I think I was a little surprised more so than disappointed. I think it's good that we have that process because you avoid making mistakes. If you only talk to one department, you may go in one direction and leave out the transportation impacts or the public work impacts and things of that nature.